This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hi, this is Chika from The Real Housewives of Melbourne. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
This is the Friday morning show with Leo on Joy 94.9. One show last year got everyone talking, which was The Real Housewives of Melbourne, where they fell in love with those strong, sexy, stylish women of the show. The ladies are back to do it all over again. This time they're joined by two new housewives. Two of the housewives are live in studio this morning. Welcome, Chika and new housewife, Hedy Flair.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, lady. Looking fabulous this morning, I must say.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Now, the first season was full of drama. It was fabulous. The frocks, the fashion, the glamour. And the drama. We love a bit of drama here on Joy.
I'm sure you do, and there was certainly a lot on that show.
Tons to look forward to.
Now, Chika, was it hard to sort of cope with the attention, not from the fans, but also from the media and on social media for you?
I think none of us really understood exactly what was going to happen when we started on the show. We sort of thought it was going to be fabulous. We thought it was going to be wonderful, but we didn't know that everyone was going to love it so much. So it has certainly been a whirlwind. We've had an incredible experience during and since the show. And you know what? Going to the supermarket isn't the same as it used to be.
That's all good. They stop you and they want a photograph and
a bit of a chat and, you know, want to know what's going on and what really happened and, you know, are we really friends? I love a bit of gossip, a bit of a photo.
Pretty fluid. This is your Virgin Housewife debut this season. What do you bring to the table this season for yourself? What can we expect from Pretty Fluid this season?
How do you answer that, Pretty
Fluid? Well, yeah. You'll definitely find me giving my opinion. I'm pretty matter of fact. I call it as I see it. So I'm not going to shy away from having my say. But I like to be fair too. I don't take sides. I try to be as fair as possible.
We call her a pocket rocket.
Yeah, pocket rocket. Called a few things. Sure. I've been called a lot of things actually.
You know, have.
Seven housewives this season. Pity for you, one of the new ones. Also Gamble as well. What have you learned, Chika, since the last season? And have you guys adjusted to, I guess, this new season with the new girls arriving?
Well, yeah, it has been a big change because obviously one cast member's gone and we've got two great new girls and the dynamic has been fantastic. I think the original five now really know kind of what we're doing, and I think we knew what we wanted to change from last year and, you know, clothes, hair, whatever it was, we wanted to, you know, look different. And I think we've all kind of gone into it with better friendships and a better knowledge of what we're doing.
Because the Aussie audience says fell in love with the show last year, also overseas,
yeah,
in the UK and the US, and news this week that it's been going to be on Bravo primetime.
It's so exciting.
It is exciting.
You're going to be international housewives.
Really lucky.
Who would have thought?
That's unbelievable.
Now, what sets you girls apart from the US housewives, do you think?
We're definitely better.
Oh, yeah, more classy, more
Definitely more class.
Sassy.
I think Melbourne looks incredible. That's probably something that I love about the show.
Melbourne's amazing.
I think there's a real connection between all of us. Like, I think there is certainly drama, there is certainly ups and downs, but there's friendship.
We're like the Spice Girls, you know? It takes an amazing group
scary.
Of women.
I want to be Victoria.
You love Victoria.
I love Victoria Beckham.
Yeah, well, you know, they were fantastic as a group, and I think we are exactly like that.
Girl power.
We do it together and we bring so much, you know, drama and laughter and
fun, family.
And, you know, we are just a great, great dynamic group. And without each other, we wouldn't be able to bring such a fabulous show on.
Absolutely. And I do think the cast this year is perfect. Like, I think we've got such a great mix, exactly.
Amazing.
Of great women doing different things, but gelling together and not gelling together.
We love it here on Joy. My special guests this morning are Chika and Pretty Fluid from The Real Housewives of Melbourne. More of the girls next on Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Pretty Fluid from The Real Housewives of Melbourne. You're listening to the Friday morning show with Leo on Joy 94.9.
24.9, Friday morning show with Leo. My special guests in studio this morning is Chika and Pretty Fluid, the brand new housewife this morning. Now, season two starts on Sunday night. I've seen the first two episodes already, ladies, and I have to say, pretty Fleur, you ruffle a few feathers, girlfriend.
I certainly do that. It's like, this is how I say it. I'm going to call the shots. I'm going to call it as I see it. If you don't like it, well, then go cry in a corner.
Because one of your favourite words you say quite a few times in the first episode.
What's that?
Bitch.
Yes. Well, I say it quite a bit, yes. I write the book on the beach, so I'm allowed to, aren't I?
Now, Chica, also, in the five-minute teaser, which was online a couple of weeks ago, I saw you being teased by a male stripper.
Oh, I was.
Fifty Shades style, I hope.
Can I tell you, and I'm not going to give too much away,
yeah,
but it honestly was one of the best days I've ever had.
Oh, Chica.
No, I have to say,
having
ladies,
a man's butt in your
face. Oh, no, there was a lot that happened, and there's a great part of that that you will all get to see, but it was fun.
I know you ladies were on the red carpet for Fifty Shades of Grey as well. Do you like the movie?
I love the movie.
What do you think of it? Did you see it?
I hadn't read the book. No, I'm ready to see it because I read the books. But, I'm intrigued to see what it's all about.
Now, Pelifia, with that playroom, would you go in that playroom? Would you be game?
I would be game to go into the playroom. Absolutely. It's all about a bit of fun and having a bit of spice in your life.
You kind of spice things up a bit. Because, Chick, you've been married 25 years.
I have been married for a long time.
How do you keep the fire burns,
that's
darling.
Definitely the reason you need to get into the room.
Do you know what?
Get honestly, a bit of spanking.
How do you know I don't have my own red room already?
What's in the room, Chica?
That's my secret.
So 25 years, what's the secret of a long-term marriage?
Do you know what? It's about being with your best friend. It's about being honest, talking about all the things that are happy and sad and, if you're in a good place or a bad place, never going to bed angry and, understanding that when you're having a good day, maybe your partner isn't, and sort of being understanding of all those things. So honestly, he's my absolute rock for everything and I trust his judgment and I know he has my back for everything. So
that's amazing.
He's pretty good. I'll keep him.
Now, finally, ladies, without giving too much away, what are some water cooler moments happening this season? A few hints that we can expect that's going to really create some moments around Australia.
Okay, I know one because I'm involved in it. There's a lunch between Janet Gamble and myself that creates a little bit of controversy.
I know what this is.
And I may have brought up the conversation.
Oh, I know. It's very juicy as well. Keep tuned, people. Mm-hmm. The Little Housewives of Melbourne starts. Season 2 starts this Sunday, 8:30 on Arena. And, of course, you can follow the girls on social media. There's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You're all on there.
Yep.
Thanks for coming in this morning, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
It's been
fabulous to have you in for your virgin joy performances this morning. You're enjoying the 4.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.